In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? It is the beating heart of all true religion, and the master key of the knowledge of God. The Trinity is the center which holds all things together, from which all things emanate, around which the whole created order revolves. Nothing can be truly seen aright by the man who, whether by ignorance or arrogance, refuses to bend the knee of his mind, to offer the throne of his will and the heart of his affections to the Most Holy Trinity, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. The denial of the doctrine of the Trinity by any philosophy or religion, whether directly or indirectly, reveals the vacuity of its knowledge and the banality of its spirituality. And it matters not if that philosophy or religion be a personal, private affair, impacting but one soul, or one that has formed and continues to form hundreds, thousands, millions, or even billions. The man who refuses to adore the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity, whether he be genius or fool, is truly blind, cut off as he is from the infinite object whose vision is destined to form our eternal happiness. Dom Prosper Geringer rightly professes that human reason may of itself come to the knowledge of the existence of God as creator of all beings. It may by its own innate power form to itself an idea of his perfections by the study of his works. But the knowledge of God's intimate being can come to us only by means of his own gracious revelation. We know it only because it has pleased God to reveal himself thus to our lowly intelligence, which can never fathom the infinite perfections of that God who necessarily inhabits light inaccessible. The Trinity is the lens through which all things must be viewed in order to be correctly understood and their value properly ascertained. This is the reason why it was inevitable, as the Church contemplated the glories of Our Lady, that she would be made to know and love the Blessed Virgin Mary in relation to the Most Holy Trinity. Filia, Mater, Sponso. And that with St. Louis Marie Grignon de Montfort, she would sing, Hail Mary, beloved daughter of the Eternal Father. Hail Mary, admirable mother of the Son. Hail Mary, faithful spouse of the Holy Ghost. Beloved daughter of the Father, mother of the Son, and spouse of the Holy Ghost, the first and third by analysis, the second in reality. Taken together, these three devotional titles affirm the reality that certain infinite dignity which Our Lady receives from the infinite good which is God, and deepens our understanding of her affinity with the entire Trinity, that profound intimate relation which exists between the Blessed Virgin Mary and each person of the eternal Godhead. And when we say Credo, we do so in chorus with Adam and Noah, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with Joseph, Moses, and Joshua, with Deborah, Samson, and Samuel, with Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Baruch, with Ezekiel, Daniel, and Osei, with Joel, Amos, Abdias, Jonas, Micaiah, Nahum, and Habakkuk, with Sophronius, Ageus, and Zacharias, with Malachias, and St. John the Baptist, along with Saints Peter and Paul, and the Holy Apostles. For all the holy men, from Adam to Malachias, longed with Abraham to see what St. John the Baptist, Saints Peter and Paul, and the holy apostles saw. The revelation of God's intimate being through the incarnation of the Son at Christmas, through his passion, death, and resurrection, and through the descent of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost. And with that, the possibility of seeing all things as they truly are. Friends, on this holy day, the Church founded by Jesus Christ adores the Trinity, and she invites our reverence for the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the light of that divine mystery, apart from which no person or thing can be properly known or understood, And on this Trinity Sunday, as we continue our mini catechesis on the Blessed Virgin, let us then give thanks to God the Father for rescuing us from the death by his Son, and from the darkness of ignorance by the same Christ and his Holy Ghost, whom he sent into the world with the ministry of light. Let us praise him for giving us eyes to see, minds that know, and hearts which love the mystery from which all other mysteries flow, the master truth of all that can be known in this life, saying, Almighty, eternal God, you who have given your servants in the confession of the true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of that majesty to adore its unity, grant, we beseech you, that in the firmness of this faith we may ever be protected from all harm. O God, the strength of all them that put their trust in thee, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing without thee, grant us the help of thy grace, that in keeping of thy commandments we may please thee, both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, God, world without end. Amen. Beloved daughter of the Eternal Father, pray for us. Mother of the Son of God, pray for us. Spouse of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.